parliamentary questions were submitted by my colleague Pierce Doherty, just to find out the crime figures for the Fun Valley region over the last 5 years or so, Catherine. And I suppose what these figures show is that crime rates for this region have, while they've remained relatively static, they haven't improved at all. And in fact, if we look at individual Garda stations and look at the particular offences, that we would see a huge increase in incidents of burglary in the Twin Towns area, over 56% increase from 2012. And then we see instances of damages to property in areas such as Balbuffet and Lifford have seen, in some cases, over a 50 and 60% increase in the last couple of years. Those are concerning statistics, especially at a time that we've seen a closure of rural Garda stations and, of course, the number of Gardaí stationed in Donegal drastically reduced by this government. And I suppose that's the message that we in Sinn Féin are trying to get out, that if elected to government after the next election, we will be investing in recruiting 3,000 additional Gardaí over the lifetime of the next government. And we would also reverse the closures of those Garda stations, which I think would seriously hamper and hinder the work of criminals in this area, which, of course, being a border region as well, there's a significant threat of cross-border crime as well.
Recently, it was proposed that both Gardaí and the PSNI should be allowed to cross the border when they are in hot pursuit of criminals. Is that something your party would be considering?
Well, Pádraig Tobin was the Sinn Féin representative on that Oireachtas committee, and the committee looked at the possibility of both the PSNI and the Gardaí being able to cross over into the opposite jurisdiction in the case of car chases in particular. And that's certainly something that the Oireachtas committee recommended, and it's something that we as a party have looked at. And if we feel that there's merit in that, then we would support it, based on the work that Pádraig and the Oireachtas committee have done. But certainly all measures that would combat cross-border crime have to be looked at, and something measures like that, if it can be proven that it would deter and hamper cross-border criminals, then it's certainly something that we have to look at. But also something that Sinn Féin are looking at is introducing a sentencing council that would issue sentencing guidelines to the judiciary to ensure that there's accountability and consistency in sentencing as well, so that when these criminals are brought to justice, that there is accountability and that there is consistency there, and that they know that they are going to get punished and receive the proper punishment for these crimes after they're caught.